you're going to see within the next 6 years a clamping down of movement between states. In some states, you will have to have something that's like a visa and able to get into that state, even though it is part of the United States, because every state is going to become more cautious about its own resources, that those resources don't get diminished so that they can take care of their own. This will be leading up to a time period where we see that it will be much harder to travel from state to state. Again, because states want to preserve their own resources for the people that are already there. And so if you have a travel bug, you might want to get some of that out soon because it will become more difficult and much more expensive. We also see that this next 6 months is very challenging and weather-wise around the world. There will be many more earthquakes, many more floods, many more fires, many more volcanoes. It is a time period that's very challenging. And with the exception of the month of October, where the world gets hit both in the middle of the month and the end of the month, you can always look toward the end of every month and say, what calamity is coming now and where is it going to hit? Because starting in September, it's going to be one after another after another. And the world's going to be saying, what's next? We will tell you that 2011 is a lot harder on the world than 2012. But the last 4 months of 2011 will be quite challenging for very many people. And so we suggest that you have some stockpiles, especially water, and able to help if your area is not getting one that's hit, and able to help and preserve with those that are others. Your politics are changing. We have said before the current president was ever elected, we have said that the dark was moving into the lighthouse, the White House, and the light was moving out. Many people interpreted that many different ways. They still do. We still stand by that statement. At that time, we also said that we only see him being a one-term president. We do not see his name on the ballot this next time around. We see Hillary Clinton's name on the ballot for the Democratic Party. We do not see his name on the ballot. We do see Michelle with her head facing down and leaving as if she is ashamed as she is walking out of the White House, and that is what we've been shown. They have some different possibilities coming right now, but there have been things happening behind the scenes that people are not aware of, where he has been attempting to play two sides against the middle, we would say. And some of that is going to start backfiring, and some of it already has started backfiring. More and more people are waking up to what's really going on, and there is a huge surge and more polarization in how people feel about the politics. It's really a love-hate situation right now. And we would make a suggestion, and that is not to go by parties, because there's positive and challenging in both parties, but to go by individuals. And what does this individual's beliefs have to offer, and how consistent have they been in the past with their words and their actions? Because you'll have some people that are running that will do very much good for the country, and you have some people running that will not, which is always the case, so that's nothing new. We will not be surprised if it is this time around that a woman gets in the president or vice president position, because when we are looking, we see very much feminine energy coming in. And so it's always up to the people at the end, and there are many of you who feel like it doesn't matter what you vote and what you do, that it's already predetermined. And as much as it sometimes appears that way, especially those of you that believe in many conspiracy theories, you actually do have a vote, and it actually does matter, and it actually does count. So we'd like to discount any conspiracy theories that are going to tell you anything otherwise. You ones are in a slow time period of, it's very fast in some ways, but it's a slow transition into where we want to say more help is available. And what we mean by that is more help from clarity from other dimensions are more accessible to more people. And you're moving into a time frame where that will become more and more of a focus, and where we're going to say the veil gets very thin in places where it seems easier for people to access. What we wish to give caution to, though, is who are you accessing? And how are you getting them, and how can you tell? Because just because someone dies does not mean suddenly they're an angel. Just because someone dies does not mean suddenly that their intentions and their understanding changes. It still takes what you consider time. And it takes time or energy or effort for them to grow on any side or any dimension or any place where people are. And so just because one leaves this house and goes to another house doesn't mean that they change. They can start to see from a broader perspective what is important and what has value and what does not, and the consequences of their choices. And when you're seeing and reviewing those consequences of previous choices, a lot of people get smart. But a lot of people also don't want to see it right away. So it takes what you consider time. And so just because someone dies and you want to contact them, it can be easier to contact some on that plane, and yet at the same time, you're not going to get anything different than if you were talking to them and they were sitting across from you. And so we wish to caution a little bit with whom you are speaking and to test what they are saying just as well as you would test if somebody was sitting across from you what they are saying. Know also that things are in constant flux. When enough people reach what you ones are calling the tipping point, it really does tip, and it can change things that from going in one direction and suddenly to another. There are many things that you would consider predetermined. Let us say that there is an outline of where we are headed, and that outline is predetermined. However, how you get there and when you get there is up to your free will choice. Where you are going is predetermined. You have to have a destination in mind so that you can have a purpose on how to get there and what to do in the meantime. But how long it takes humankind to get there, or an individual to get there, and how they decide to travel, whether it's by car, plane, walking, hiking, camel, horseback, you know, whatever, is up to you. So that is where free will choice comes in. Your world is changing in its polarity. So you are going to find people being more gravitating toward this side or this side, and it's going to appear like more people are polarized for a while, when in actuality they have to go explore in their own area and get more depth so they can turn around and come back to center. Okay? So it's like that pendulum is swinging, and they have to keep going over here and then over here and then over here and then over here to come back into the center area. And the good news is that if you look 15 years down the line, many more people are closer to center than where they are now. It's like you're going to have much extremism for about 13 years, and then everybody kind of says, this doesn't serve, this isn't helping, we really need to work more together, even more than what we are doing. And so that starts to settle even more. Your next 3 years are very tough, because they are messing with your finances. Your 401ks are not safe. Your government is already messing with many pension plans from many corporations. They will be consuming the monies that are in 401ks very soon. So you think you've got money there to find out that you don't. And the idea of retirement is going to become a thing of the past.